We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:40, 20 till 10 on this Monday, July 13th, 2020, the new first Monday of mandatory mask requirements in Louisiana. And, of course, as we all know, bars are now closed, except for if they feed, if you can eat at the bar. But then Ian McNulty's going to help us understand all of this. He covers the restaurants and food and culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Hey, Ian, how you?
Tommy, I'm doing good, and what you were just experiencing there is, I think, what everybody who's in the hospitality business and people who are customers of the hospitality business are experiencing. Also, it's there's been a lot of changes in a short amount of time. It is confusing, that's for sure.
So, what can you do? Or let's just start with a bar. What can or can't they do?
So bars have been shut down by the state, right? So the governor came on Saturday in a frankly unexpected press conference that he called Saturday and announced the mask rule, and also that bars, specifically bars, have been ordered closed. Now, there is one caveat to that, in that they're allowed to do curbside service. So what does that look like? What is curbside service for a bar? Tommy, right now that's what people are trying to figure out, because they just learned all this on Saturday. So there is a way for bars to serve takeout drinks. The particular parameters of that, the logistics of it, how that happens, that's something I'm going to be personally checking out myself as the bars start rolling those things out. Now, one source of when I said a lot of information, a lot of changes came at us fast. You'll remember just last week, the city of New Orleans enacted new rules prohibiting service at the bars, right? So if you are a bar, you could serve at the tables. You couldn't serve at the actual physical bar. Well, that went into effect, and then several days later, the state said, you know what, bars are just closed altogether. So that's where that stands. And that bar rule also applies to restaurants. So, take me, for instance, very often my favorite seat in a restaurant is at the bar. I like to sit right there at the bar, even if I'm on a date with my wife or rolling solo or just hanging with a pal. A bar seat's a good spot in normal times. They've taken that away. I think my analysis of it is to keep people from congregating, moving around, becoming a little too laissez-faire in minding their safety protocols when at these restaurants. You know, the blurring of the line between restaurant and bar.
I'm sorry, and you can't go, because I thought I heard the governor say, but, you know, again, who knows that,
sure.
And I don't mean that to cast a dispersion on a governor, pardon me at all, but just it's confusing. If a restaurant has a bar, like, say, Ruth's Chris, pick a place, right? Or
right.
It doesn't matter. Can you sit there and eat?
Well, let me add another layer to that onion for you, Tommy. That bar rule is for Orleans Parish. That's for New Orleans proper. So, we've got our own. In the city itself, there are the city-issued rules, which are often a little stricter than the state-issued rules. For restaurants, the big thing to understand for restaurants is they remain open. They remain open at 50% capacity, just as they were last week. However, in the city of New Orleans, there's a new restriction on bar service, those bar seats, the seats at the bar in a restaurant. And how all of this is interpreted, how all of this is is worked out in the actual trying to do business. You know, as we've seen over the last few months, there's a lot of that changes from place to place. That changes from restaurant to restaurant. One of the things that I think a lot of people like myself love about New Orleans restaurants and bars is how individualistic they are. They're quirky. They're different. They're not cookie cutter. You know, they're not just concept A slotted into strip mall space B, like little Lego pieces, right? Our restaurants are in old corner stores and old shotgun houses and old mansions and, you know, got beer gardens now and patios and courtyards. And that's what gives a lot of the texture and character to our dining scene and our bar scene. But for trying to apply rules that that are coming down fast and furious, it does make it a lot more complicated.
Paul Murphy from Channel 4, our friend, tweeting 2 minutes ago, K. Paul's Louisiana Kitchen has announced it's closing its doors for good. French Quarter restaurant, of course, established by the late, great chef Paul Prudhomme in 1979. Is that because, Ian, as far as you know, was this kind of predetermined when the chef passed away, or is this COVID-driven, or do you know?
I haven't spoken with them yet, but I will tell you, K. Paul's, since the passing of Chef Paul Prudhomme, has been in some very capable hands over there. His longtime protege, Chef Paul Miller, the other Chef Paul. Mm-hmm. So that's, I have to imagine that's a response to what we've been going through with the economy and the restaurant industry in particular.
What are you hearing from restaurateurs in terms of how long they can hold out?
Well, it's another thing that keeps changing, right? Let's rewind to March, which seems like a lifetime ago. The prospect that restaurants were going to be closed for a month seemed unbearable. And then there was this this thought that, oh, my God, that the shutdown order could be extended to twice that time, 2 months. Tommy, we're in month number four, you know. So it's they're very hopeful. Most people that I talk to are that they know that things aren't going to go back to normal anytime soon. They know that the what they considered normal a few months ago, you know, might be something in the past now. But, you know, they have a lot of faith in the culture, in the power of the New Orleans restaurant scene and the draw that the city has always had for visitors when good times do come back or when times are safer. So I hear a lot of hope out there, but there's also a lot of frustration. They get changing information day to day, just like us. And there's not a lot of support out there targeted directly to the restaurant industry, like you've seen in other industries like the airlines or other specific industries that have been able to lobby successfully for specific industry support. And that's what a lot of people in the hospitality industry are trying to get done now.
In terms of this, I don't know, inventory control, whatever you call it, you and I spoke before, and I said the worst thing I think in the world that could happen is that you open and close, and then you open and close again.
Sure.
Are you hearing that concern as well as people watch, or restaurateurs watch the hospitalizations go up and up and up, even though deaths are going down, it all goes to testing lag, et cetera? I guess the bottom line, what I'm asking you, are they planning on or trying to control the inventory such that they think we're going to look at another either reduction of 25% or worse?
Some are. Yeah, definitely. Some are. It's you've seen it with the bars, right? I mean, the bars just restocked. They just got it back open again. Some bars didn't reopen from jump. They took a little time to reopen, wanted to make sure that it was going to stick. And so they restocked. They brought staff back. They asked staff to come off of unemployment. And, lo and behold, they're back to being closed down. So, you know, I can tell you last night around Louisiana, I'm sure in a lot of bars, the patrons were doing their best to drink through some of the draft beer inventory, you know. I mean, it's tough for these businesses. But, you know, I'll say, you know, we're talking business here. The business people that I talk to, they also understand the stakes, you know. They want people to be safe. They want their staff to be safe. A lot of these restaurants and bars, the the owners, the staff, the regulars, they consider themselves extensions of family, right? That's no joke. That means something in New Orleans and Louisiana, and you know, people are protective of each other. If they're open, you know, they know that there's a risk of this virus coming in, you know. So that's what all the safety protocols have been about. And you know, I think there's just there's a lot of frustration over you know, knowing what's the best thing to do, but also feeling like it's affecting you very personally as a business owner, as an employee, you know, the stakes of this are hitting home real hard for those folks.
I see a quote here from a Channel 4 article. General manager of a bar in the French Quarter, we're doing everything we can to keep the community safe, everything to keep our staff safe. For what? For a bunch of people on Bourbon Street who don't care about the public's health. Have you also heard from bar owners, restaurant owners, that as hard as they try to stay open, if the public would just maybe go along a little bit with mask wearing or what have you, that they feel as though they're fighting it at both ends, maybe?
They've been pleading. They've been pleading with their customers. They say, you know, most people get it, but you know, like there's always a couple troublemakers, you know. And you know, it's not even for them. It's not even a matter that they don't want to have to stand there and try to argue science or politics for that matter. They just want to stay open. And if the mask requirement is one of those things they have to do to stay open, that's what they're asking people to do. They're saying, don't bring this drama to our door. Follow the rules that we have to follow to stay open. It's as simple as that.
One other thing I wanted to bring up real quick is it's hard for them. That restaurant was not designed to run at 50% capacity. So depending on what happens, even if they stay at 50%, is that going to be trouble for a lot of restaurants if they don't get to advance from that relatively quickly?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's so, you know, every time I have an interview with restaurant people, Tommy, I start off almost apologizing, like, you know, I'm asking them to make projections and outlook calls, and you know, like I said, the information keeps changing on them. The best they can do, I think, is work out business plans that make sense for their own restaurants, for their own staff situation, for their own customer base. I mean, so much changes with these places from neighborhood to neighborhood, from type of business to type of business. You know, you look downtown, you know, the business has dried up. You know, the French Quarter, there's very few people there. You move to Lakeview or Mid City. You know, most of the people are still there. You know, in those neighborhoods. You go to Metairie. You go to the North Shore. You know, folks are there. You know, the customer base is still there. It's a question of serving them safely and how long consumer finances will hold up if other people start losing their jobs. So there's lots of interconnected dominoes, right?
God bless them, man. It's not a glamorous industry. You know that. It can be perceived as that, but when you get in the back of the house, it is not. It is a lot of hard work, and God bless them, and I hope something happens soon. And everybody just, like the governor said, if you want to get back to normal, you want to go out to eat, you want school to play, school open, sports to happen, wear your mask. Thank you, Ian.
Yes. That's it. Yep. Okay, great talking to you, Tommy. Calling time.
Appreciate your time. All right, sir. Ian McNulty, he covers restaurants, food culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. When we come back, we're going to talk to Newell Norman, see what he's got coming up for you on this Monday here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.